We are in Simen Shin Chav Ches. We're up to Sif Mem Gimel. We'll be doing from Mem Gimel through Mem Zayin. Mem Gimel Mutal L'chapos Kos Cham Ala Tabur. You're allowed to put a hot cup on one's stomach. That's the first thing. What is this talking about? So this is a repetition of what we had before, that heat would be able to straighten out the intestines, and that's Mutar on Shabbos. Since we learned over there that using a hot cup to straighten out the intestines, this was Sif Mem. The halacha there was that we said that it was mutter, and it was not placed in the halachas of rechitza, and this is also not considered refuah. Why did the Mechaber bring it again? The reason he brought it was because up until now he was bringing the lashon of the Tur, and now he was bringing the lashon of the Rambam. Ulahalos oznayim. Apparently there was some kind of disease where the various veins of the ear would fall down and it would result in some problem with the jaw. Bein biyad, bein bikli. So what's the halakhi here? All of this on Shabbos is mutter. Ulahalos unkali. Dahainu tnuch shekeneged halev. If shenichbaf litzad pnim. That if somebody has a hard time breathing because something inside is stuck, all of these things are mutter. Why? Because there's no gzeir of shrika samamonim. They didn't put this in the Isra of Refuah because there's no samamonim to do the trick. This is something that has to be done in a mechanical way only. No medicine will heal it. So Chazal didn't answer it. The yeshlo tsar mehem. And the Mechaber adds, and you have tsar. Why is he adding that the person has tsar? Because even though there would be no gzeir of shrika samamon, and we would have asked it because of uvdu d'chol, any kind of medical procedure is still asked because of uvdu d'chol, and they were only matrit for makom tsar. Siv mem dalid. Roch tzim b'megrar mechamsin of meitferia. You're allowed to wash in natural hot springs. These are three different places. Uvamayim hayofim shebeyam hagadol. As well as the water in the Mediterranean, afalpi shein maluchim, even though this is salty water, shekein derech lirchotz bohem, because the derech is that healthy people bathe in them too, v'leka hochocha de l'refuah ka'ovid, and no one will be able to see that you're doing this l'refuah. Avalo b'mayim haroim shebiyam ha'gadol, but if you're talking about water that is not especially fresh in the yam ha'gadol, that people would not wash themselves in, that would be usur. Uvamei mishra, or water in which they soaked flax. Sheheim mu'usim, vein derech lirchotz behem, because people do not normally bathe in them. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the same goes for Yam HaMelach, that people don't bathe in that. In those days, people would only go to Yam HaMelach for refuah. Today, it seems that people go there for pleasure as well. El l'refuah. Now he says, V'davka sheshoa behem, aval meina shoa behem mutter, Shenanira elikameka. To walk through it is not a problem. Just to jump in and out. It's only what's also is staying there. Because healthy people that are hot will run into water even if it's filthy just for the sake of cooling themselves off. Sif memhe. Lochshim al nachashim v'akrabim b'shvil shi lo yaziku. You are allowed to say a lachash. Different things that they used to say to prevent the snakes and scorpions from biting, from being mazik. We don't call that tzeda, because a tzeda that is not natural, it's using supernatural forces, that's not usr. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it is usr on Shabbos for someone to take a laxative, because it is mevatel onik Shabbos. That means the fact that he will get the runs, he will find himself constantly running to the washroom, that will be a bitl of onik Shabbos. Of course, unless we're talking about someone that is constipated to the point that he's dysfunctional, and a bad constipation could actually cause fever. Sif mem vav. Nosnin kli al gabi ayin lohoker, v'ushi kli anitl b'shabbos. You're allowed to put a keli on the eye to cool it down if the eye is diseased. Similarly, you're allowed to put a keli there to prevent infection from spreading. Mem zayin, etzem shiyotso mimkomo marziran also. A bone that went out of place, you're allowed to return. Now, the Magen Avraham argues with this Mechaber. Magen Avraham says that only if a bone breaks, so it's sakonis nefashos, it can cause internal bleeding, there you're allowed to set it in place. But if a bone simply snaps out of place, it's dislocated, there's no sakana, there's not even a sakana's aver, and it's asur on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah is makel for the mechaber by way of a non-Jew, and if there's any chashash that it can come to sakana's aver, then it's mutar also.